This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a new patient history and physical, and a patient named Joanne Carter, last name C-A-R-T-E-R, first name Joanne, J-O-A-N-N. Date was June 2nd, 2022. Place was Maple Place, assisted living. New paragraph, chief complaint. Mrs. Carter was seen as a new patient, and her problems include end-stage renal disease and dialysis, comma, hypothyroidism, hypotension, bipolar disorder, period. New paragraph history. Mrs. Carter started dialysis about 6 months ago, period. She couldn't tell me exactly what the cause of the renal failure was, period. She moved into Maple Place around that time, period. However, she was in the hospital for 6 months, and this included a period of, she was in the hospital for some time and came back a couple weeks ago, period. Part of the hospitalization was due to hypotension, period. When seen, this lady was very angry and did not want to tell me very much about her history and resisted, period. I was able to get some information both from the staff and from the patient, but very little information was sent from the hospital, period. She does have significant bipolar disorder, and she was angry, and she worsened over the past few weeks in this regard, period. She was upset because a psychiatry appointment was rescheduled for next week that was supposed to have been today, period. She has secondary hyperparathyroidism due to renal disease, period. And she follows this nephrology, period. I do not see, though, any Rocaltrol in her medalist, period. She has hypothyroidism and treated with levothyroxine, period. I could not list any symptoms of feeling cold or constipation, though, period. She has had in the past C. difficile colitis, but that doesn't have diarrhea now, period. She once was on Eliquis, presumably for DVT, but she wasn't clear on that, but I do see a record of deep vein thrombosis. But that's been stopped, period. She also was on Depakote, which had been stopped during her hospitalization out of concerns of her condition, but she seems to be more moody at the present time, period. I will defer to her psychiatry appointment next week to determine whether she needs a further mood stabilizer, period. New paragraph, review of systems, constitutional, she denies feeling feverish or chills, eye denies complaints, ENT, no sore throat or ache, respiratory, no dyspnea or cough, cardiovascular, no chest pain or other symptoms, GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting or diarrhea or other complaints, period. GU, no dysuria, period. She is on dialysis. Hematologic, no bruising or bleeding. Endocrine, no polyuria or polydipsia. She denies having diabetes, and that's not in her records, period. She also denies having hypertension. In fact, she's on Mitodrin for hypotension, period. New paragraph, review of systems otherwise negative from her, period. The paragraph, past history, dementia, bipolar disorder, end-stage renal disease, hypothyroidism, anemia, secondary hyperparathyroidism, hypokalemia, psychosis, bipolar disorder, fatty liver, Clostridium difficile colitis, COVID-19 infection, deep vein thrombosis. New paragraph, family history. Mother died at 85 and she had dementia. Her father died at 57 and had cancer and dementia, period. New paragraph, social history. She never smoked, no alcohol excess. New paragraph, medications. Levothyroxine, 100 micrograms daily. Magnesium oxide, 400 milligrams daily. Mitodrin, 10 milligrams every 8 hours. Oh, sorry, Mitodrin is 15 milligrams every 8 hours. Olanzapine, 5 milligrams every 12 hours. Pantoprazole, 40 milligrams PO daily. Alavesta, 2% topically, 3 times a day. Antifungal powder, twice a day. Equivalent to Zeazorb. Aripiprazole, 10 milligrams daily. Centrum, 1 daily. Folic acid, 1 milligram daily. Lactobacillus, One tablet twice a day. Doxycycline 100 milligrams twice a day. Lorazepam 0.5 milligrams twice a day is needed. Melatonin 10 milligrams nightly. Miralax 17 grams and 48 ounces of fluid daily. Procrit 3,000 units daily. Sodium bicarb 650 milligrams daily. In paragraph examination, she's not acutely distressed or ill-appearing, but was quite angry. Blood pressure 101 over 50, pulse 80, the spite rate is 18. Head and neck. The right pupil is larger than the left pupil, and she thinks she's had cataract surgery. Extraocular movements are grossly normal. Ears normal. The inspection. Eyelids and cunning time are normal. Oral mucosa normal. Neck supple, no mass or nodes. Lungs clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular, normal S1, S2. No gallop, no murmur, no significant edema. Pupil pulse is palpable. Abdomen soft, non-tendon organomegaly. CNS cranial grossly normal apart from the large right pupil. Oral sensation is intact. Musculoskeletal, no acute joint inflammation or effusion, no cyanosis or clubbing. Skin is intact, warm and dry without lesions or rashes, period. Mental status, she didn't want to cooperate much for questions, period. She was angry and she was a bit agitated and was screaming, period. Paragraph assessment and plan, one. Ms. Carter has end-stage renal disease and is on dialysis, period. Two, she has hypotension, and I will continue Midodaren 15 milligrams three times a day, period. Three, she has hypothyroidism. I will continue levothyroxine 100 micrograms daily. Four, she has bipolar disorder, history of psychosis, and I will continue olanzapine 5 milligrams every 12 hours, plus aripiprazole 10 milligrams daily, and she'll have a psychiatry appointment, period. Perhaps she may need to be back on either Depakote or Lamictal or other mood stabilizer, but I'll defer to psychiatry, period. She's on Procrit for anemia, and Ativan 0.5 milligrams twice a day for anxiety, and melatonin 10 milligrams nightly for sleep, period. I will follow her at Maple Place, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation. Thank you.